Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the matchless name of Jesus Christ that we come on this morning again, Father God, and we're going to keep coming, Father God, and every time we come, Father God, we come with an attitude of gratitude. We come with a spirit of praise and thanksgiving, thanking you, Father God, hallelujah, for your love, your grace, your mercies. Thank you for commanding us to rise, to shine, and to give you the glory today, Father. How great is our God? How great is our God? How great is our God? Father, we confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we thank you for your faithfulness to us, to forgive us, to cleanse us, to wash us, Father, over and over and over and over and over and over. Hallelujah. Thank you for being the God of another chance, and thank you for giving us another chance, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Father, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day. We thank you for it. Now, Father God, we surrender and we submit this day into your hands, Father, that you and you alone will be glorified in it. Father God, that we would move in the direction that you're telling us to move, go in the direction you're telling us to go. And we say thank you, Father, for we know if we walk in obedience, we can leave all the consequences to you. And you are well able, overqualified. Hallelujah. And we bless your holy and we bless your righteous name. Now, Father God, we ask your blessings on our services today, on each and every person signing in. There will be a special blessing in their lives, Father God, this day. Father God, as they go forward in the name of Jesus, we thank you for those who do not know you and the pardoning of their sins, that you will give them the will to know you. And those of us who know you already, that we will have a will to know you better and a will to know you more. So thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Just thank you for the new thing you're doing, the fresh thing you're doing. Father, every day we walk with you gets better and better. It gets sweeter and sweeter. And we say thank you for the journey. Now, Father God, we pray that you and you alone will be glorified. Your people will be edified. We're not concerned about Satan and him being horrified because he is defeated. Satan is already defeated. He was defeated at the cross. My God, Jesus. Satan was defeated when we was born into this world. We didn't even know it. God, we thank you for opening the eyes of our understanding that we might know the things we need to know. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, we thank you. And in Jesus' name, we do pray, Father. And as you taught your disciples to say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power. Both now and forever and forever and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen. And our soul says amen again. Excuse me. We will bless the Lord at all times and God's praise will continually be in our mouths. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you. Family, family, how you doing, family? I miss y'all. I miss y'all. I miss y'all so much. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm yearning. Amen. For us to come together. Amen. Glory be to God. I pray as many of us as possible can be together on Easter Sunday. But outside of that, amen, I just want us to come together. for a nice, wouldn't it be nice if we all met for breakfast or for brunch or something? You know, I don't know. Maybe have them do the cooking or we do the cooking. I don't know, but it's on my heart. So we're going to get some people together to put that together. Isn't that beautiful? I just miss y'all. I miss you, miss you, miss you. All right. Good morning to you. We pray that everybody's feeling good today. Amen. Why? Because it's a good day. It's a good day. Let me tell you something. We woke up this morning with battle strategies. Ah! Hallelujah. The Lord had us praying, amen, on a 5 o'clock platform on Facebook for battle strategies. It's a wrap. You ever say we win? We win, saints. Come on. You win when it look like you're losing. You still win. No way you can lose. Amen. When we walk in faith and obedience, ain't no way we can lose. Amen. So we bless God. We want to welcome all of our first-timers. Amen. If this is your first time with us, greetings, greetings, greetings. Amen. How you doing? How you doing out there? We know y'all listening over there in Asia. Amen. Alaska and Africa, Brazil. We get the reports in the back office. We know y'all listening. And we know you're listening. We don't know if it's live or you're listening on replay, but we know you're listening. Amen. And so, amen. We don't hear from you, but that's okay. As long as God hears from you, he's the one who needs to hear. Amen. And so we pray that everybody's doing well. This is why we got to stay on blog radio. We got to find a way to stay on blog radio. Why? Because, amen, there's millions of you out there listening. You're listening. Amen. Glory be to God. So thank you for listening. Thank you for trusting us. Amen. Hallelujah. To bring a gospel. Hallelujah. Word that can be trusted. In this ministry for the last 12 years, amen, we don't come with no flaky stuff. We don't come with our own gospel, no feel-good gospel and all that other stuff. Amen. We come with the pure gospel, the pure whammy jammy. Hey, my God, Jesus. Hallelujah. And here in this ministry is a teaching that you can trust. Glory be to God. Over the last 12 years, there's only one thing that was said. Amen. And we had to come back and just get a little clarity on it. The person wasn't completely out of whack, but we didn't want to start no confusion. So we came back the next day and straightened that up. And that was only one time in 12 years. Glory be to God. Everything else is biblically based. If Jesus didn't say it, we're not going to say it. Hey, come on now. Although we do use our sanctified imaginations from time to time to make a point. See? And draw stories and pictures to make a point. But we're going to bring you right on back to where we started at. The word. Nothing but the word. Nothing else, nothing less, nothing more, nothing better. Nothing but the word. I am Dr. Alfreda, and it is my pleasure, amen, to serve. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's just my pleasure. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. It's my pleasure. And I just want to thank God for victory. I just want to give the Lord some praise this morning for me and for you since the lines are closed for victory. For victory in our lives. If you believe it, hallelujah, and receive it, it's yours. Amen. Hallelujah. And to God be praised. All right, all right, all right. But we're still in the month of March. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Lord's willing. Hopefully today I'll be laying some things out for April. Amen. Glory be to God. We're going to still continue Women's Month. But I don't know if we're going to do it every day in April because we have Easter resurrection. So we're going to be spending, and you best believe we're going to be talking about those last days with Jesus. Amen. And the crucifixion on the cross and resurrection. So we're going to put all that in this proper perspective. Because if Jesus didn't die, Jesus didn't rise again, then all of our living will be in vain. Everything we're doing right now would be naught if Jesus hadn't died and rose again. So we're not going to let April go by without acknowledging that. So you best believe. So we're going to do that. And then we're still going to, you know, stay with the women on those odd days. We put to keep the women of the Bible in and work that until the Lord tell us to do the men. Amen. And especially with Father's Day coming up. And we bless the Lord. All right? So it is well. Coming to us this morning, amen, glory be to God. Matter of fact, she was with us this month, earlier, and she did a wonderful, wonderful presentation on Delilah. Oh, she broke that down with her poetic flavor. I said she got some poetic flavor and her own creative way. Amen. And she made us think, amen, about Delilah. Glory be to God. And so she's back today. She's back today. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And today she's going to be doing her presentation on Lot's wife. Lot had a wife. We already talked a little bit about his two children, his two daughters. We talked a little bit about them, and our Minister Felicia did a wonderful, wonderful presentation last week on Lot's two daughters. Amen. And so now here we come being blessed again today. We so blessed in this ministry. We just spoil rotten. We so blessed. Here she come back again today. Amen. Hallelujah. We're talking about our minister, Joannis Thurman. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God for her gifts. We want to thank God for her abilities. Amen. She is a prayer warrior. My God, my God, my God. You want something done? Ask her to pray for you. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. She has a heart of gold. Amen. She loves God's people. Amen. She just released her new book, Your Leading Lady is Death. It's a widow's collection of poems. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful. Amen. If you don't have your book, amen, you probably need to try to see what you need to do to get one. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. She is faithful. Amen. In the Lord's kingdom. She is an official member of this ministry. A lot of y'all don't know that we have people that took like the right hand of fellowship. Like we are real church. We are real church. Some of you don't know that. Glory be to God, especially because we're not in a building now and we're doing things a different way. We are an official church. Amen. Glory be to God. She is an official member. Amen. Of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. And so we want to thank God for her, amen, and all that she does. So at this time, amen, without any further ado, we want to introduce to some and present to others, amen, our minister, Joannis, that we might receive her this morning for her grace and for her abilities. Good morning, Minister Joannis. Are you there?
Yes, good morning, Pastor. Do you hear me okay?
We hear you well. Praise the Lord. Amen. You sound good. You sound strong and fresh. Amen. And the floor is yours, sister. Thank you for serving.
Yes. Glory be to God. Most holy and gracious God, we thank you for another day, another opportunity to come to you, Father God. Thank you for this early morning rising. Thank you for the early morning prayer, God, for our intercessory prayers, God. What a privilege and a blessing to be able to pray over the world, God. We thank you for choosing us as for that special job, Father. And now, Father God, we're asking you to come into this service using me as your servant, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you will be glorified. Your word, hallelujah, will definitely be edified. Your people will receive it as it is given. Father God, thank you again. Amen. My subject is trust and obey, Lot's wife. When you walk with the Lord, in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but his smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt nor a fear, not a sigh nor a tear can abide while we trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil he doth richly repay. Not a grief nor a loss, not a frown nor a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, God, for the hymns. Lord knows I do love the hymns. Trust and obey. Lot's wife, coming out of the book of Genesis, 19th chapter. I'm going to read from verses 12 to 16, and I'm going to skip down to verses 25 and 26. And it reads, let me turn my page over. Making sure I'm on the right. When he hesitated, the men grasped his hand and the hands of his wife and his two daughters and led them safely out of the city. For the Lord was merciful to them. And as soon as they had brought them out, one of them said, "Flee for your lives. Don't look back and don't stop anywhere in the plain. Flee to the mountains or you will be swept away." But Lot said to them, "No, my lords, please. Your servants have found favor in your eyes, and you have shown great kindness to me in sparing my life. But I can't flee to the mountains. This disaster will overtake me, and I will die. Look, here is a town near enough to run to, and it's small. Let me flee to it, and it's very small, isn't it? Then my life will be spared." Okay, wait a minute. I think I'm on the wrong page. Excuse me. I have so many books sitting here. Well, we just go on with, I'm going to go back now and read. I'll just start reading from my other notes. Lot's wife. Lot looked up and saw. The scripture states that the Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Lot saw only the well-watered valley. God saw the people of Sodom who were wicked and were sinning greatly. Lot's failure to discern and oppose evil brought death and tragedy to his family. He pitched his tent near Sodom. Lot's great failure was that he loved personal gain more than he hated Sodom's wickedness. If he had loved righteousness sufficiently, it would have caused him to remain separate from the wicked ways of sinful people. Instead, he tolerated evil and chose to live in wicked Sodom. Perhaps he reasoned that the material and cultural advantages and the enticing pleasures of Sodom outweighed the dangers, and that he was strong enough spiritually to remain faithful to God. Thus, he exposed himself and his family to the immorality and the ungodliness of Sodom, only to learn the bitter lesson that his family was not strong enough to resist its evil influences. Parents must be careful not to place themselves or their children under any Sodom, lest they become to spiritual ruins, as did the family of Lot. Lot was strong spiritually, but his family wasn't. Okay. That little tidbit came from the NIV Bible. So I wanted to read that was the reason why Lot was in Sodom, because he thought that he was more spiritual and he could overcome all the wickedness. Life was named Odo or Edith in some Jewish traditions, but that cannot be confirmed from Sodom to 2 Peter 2:79. The angels even took her hand to hurry her on her way because she and Lot lingered, reluctant to leave their home. Four out of the fugitives, Lot's wife disobeyed the angel's warning about the doomed city. In verse 26, the pillar of salt is what happened to her. She turned to a pillar of salt. Jesus recalled her disobedience with the warning. Okay, for us to remember Lot's wife in Luke 17:32. I have so many books in front of me, you must excuse me. Her heart remained in Sodom, even as her feet carried her away. In Proverbs 23:17-18, it reads, "Let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all day long, for surely there is an end, and thine expectations shall not be cut off." Her death serves as a potent lesson about the dangers of materialism, sin, and earthly attachment. Not much is known about her except she married Lot, she had two daughters. No record of her reactions to the attempted assault on her husband or the presence of the two angelic messengers. What is known when Lot said to flee their homes with her daughters was that she left. They left. Her name, Adu, means a state of agitation or fuss, especially about something unimportant, as in much ado about almost nothing, to be upset, confusion, trouble, commotion, to stir, excitement, disturbance. Edith means riches, to be blessed, or to be at war. She had an internal war within herself, as in to go or to stay. The angels came to deliver Lot and his family from the terrible judgment about the fall of Sodom. She also shared in the hospitality shown to their guests who tried to hurry up the family to leave the city, but they lingered. They hated to leave the luxury, the pleasure of the sin of Sodom. Proverbs 35 reads, every word of God true. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. So the angels had to move them forcefully from the city and make them leave the city. As the fire and brimstone out of heaven fell upon Sodom, Lot's wife looked back from behind her husband. She was overtaken by the vapors and encrusted with salt, perished where she stood, a monument as an unbelieving soul. She had regrets, even though Psalms 121:17, keep you from all evil. He will keep your life at having to part with sinful pleasures. Those good times were still in her heart. The fun and filth still soaked in her soul, so much that when the angels of mercy tried to save her from the judgment, she couldn't be saved. The lesson, number one, God was merciful to include Lot's wife in his command to evacuate before destruction. One can presume she was not a believer and had a lack of conviction. A lack of conviction means an inability or refusal to accept that something is true or real. The rejection of all religious and moral principles in the belief that life is meaningless, skepticalism, mistrust with a doubt, and confusion. Romans 12:12 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Lot allowed his wife to pressure him to leave, to live in Sodom. She also knew of his blessed lineage. Remember, Edith means being blessed and being rich. She also knew of his commitment to God, but she didn't have no desire of God for herself. God was merciful to include God's wife in his command to evacuate. When we realize the sin in our lives and let us know that there's no time to relay, to flee from it immediately, it's a serious situation. God gave Lot a warning. He understood the severity of the matter. On the other hand, his wife had her doubts. We know the word, but we have doubts. We're praying, but we have doubts. We're fasting, but we have doubts. We're praising, but we have doubts. We're touching and agreeing, but we have doubts. We believe, but we have doubts. Oh, Lord, help us in our unbelief in Jesus' name. Psalms 3:3 reads, but you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. Colossians 3:2 says, set our minds on these things above, not on earthly things. Verse 3:5 says, therefore, whatever belongs to you, your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is all idolatry, living for the world equals death. And Peter, 2 Peter 2:9-10 reads, if this is so, then the Lord knows to rescue the ungodly from trials, and to hold the unrighteous for punishment on the day of judgment. This is especially true of those who follow corrupt desires of the flesh and despise authorities. Bold and arrogant, they are not afraid to heap abuse on celestial beings. The angels came to warn them about the coming destruction. They were reminded in this blessed assurance in John 16:13, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatsoever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. Take it or leave it. You've been warned, just like Lot's wife. She didn't trust the divine inspiration coming from the Holy Spirit, coming to protect her. What she had in the past was too great. She didn't believe. She saw the benefits and lived the blessed life with Lot, but she was unwilling to make a full commitment. She had made her first step towards safety by leaving with Lot, but then by lingering, by disobedience and hesitating, she was struck dead. There's no such provision as half saved or half lost. Either you is or you ain't. Losing your life to Christ is victory. Those whose hearts are attached to the world's present corrupt system will not be spared God's wrath and the destruction that is coming upon the ungodly. It's best to trust and obey. Don't look back. Don't look back. Move forward in his word. Move forward in his promise. He who promised is faithful. Hallelujah. He has our best interest at heart, and he loves us. We can't change the past. Yes, I know there's sweet memories there. Yes, those times were wonderful, and they're familiar, a long and close association. Yes, they were intimate, but don't look back. Your future looks bright. Your ladder will be greater than your past. Build your hopes on things eternal. Of course, you're not ordinary. You're extraordinary, and God's taking you somewhere, leading you and guiding you into greatness, backed by goodness and mercy, gifted with anointing and blessings, shielded and protected by God and the standard. Don't look back, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future, Jeremiah 29:11. Don't lean to your own understanding. God's way is perfect. It's all about trusting and being obedient. Lot's wife didn't trust, and she was lost. She literally had angels holding her hands, pulling her to safety, and disobedience cost her everything. Place your confidence in Jesus. Be delivered. We've been brought with a price. He is our hope and our help, our assurance, our certainty, our faith. He's our firm belief in reliability, our truth, and our strength. Trust and obey, for there's no other way. Ask Lot's wife. If she had to do it again, she might be saved. Trust and obey. Glory, hallelujah. Peace and grace be with you. Pastor, back to you.
Excuse me. Amen. 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 Blessed be the name of Jesus. I want to thank you and Minister Joanne. It's amen. Excuse me. Trust and obey on Lot's wife. Amen. You pulled that together very well. You pulled that together. Amen. Well presented. Amen. And focused. Amen. And got the job done. The message across. Amen. Glory be to God. Beloved, we see as she was presented to us this morning, God was mercy, even, you know, with her lack of conviction, you know what I mean? Even, you know, not much said about her in the beginning. Amen. Glory be to God. But we see here that God was merciful to Lot's wife. God was merciful to her. And you know what? It didn't say much about her life. Glory be to God. Other than she was married to Lot and she had two children. But you notice it said a lot about her death. We better listen to the word of the Lord. Jesus said in Luke 17, verse 32, he said, remember Lot's wife. Jesus said, remember Lot's wife. Not much said about her life, but in her death, remember Lot's wife. Don't go out like that. Don't go out. We pray that the word is being heard. Lot, as Minister Joanna shared, Lot's wife, she lived in pleasure. And 1 Timothy 5 and 6 tells us that she who liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. Remember Lot's wife. Remember Lot's wife. Don't linger, saints. Don't look. Don't be lost. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Don't look back. Don't look back. Glory be to God. As we wait for the coming back of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, let us not draw back. Don't look back, but look up. Don't look back, but look up. Remember Lot's wife. Those three words right there. As we meditate on this lesson today, this out of all the women, I don't know. I think this one here is probably the most relevant one. Out of all the women so far. Because Jesus said, remember Lot's wife. Remember?
Yeah,
don't get lost, baby.
That came
don't
out of
lost,
all the words, man.
Don't, amen. I'm sorry, Minister Joanne. I'm sorry.
It came out of our Lord's mouth.
That's right.
Out of
remember
all the women,
Lot's wife.
Remember.
That's what he said.
She was doomed.
That's right.
She was doomed.
The Bible says he who endures to the end, he who endures to the end, he who endures to the end, remember Lot's wife. And all of our daily decisions, the things we think we're getting away with, we're going to slide in on this and that and this. And all you're doing, just do one thing. Jesus spoke three words. Just remember Lot's wife. My God. Well done. Well done, my sister. God bless you. God bless you. We may have some people listening today with us for the first time. Haven't been here in a while. Amen. May not know that you are the author of a new book, Your Leading Lady is Death. And I love your book cover. Matter of fact, I love your book. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So why don't you take a minute or two, amen, glory be to God, and share with our listening audience about your book and where they can get a copy.
Well, my book is the collection. Yes, my book is a collection of poems about my husband and I dealing with alcoholism as it dealt with the family. And it is a collection of our life and of our love affair, because the book is written as a love affair story of how we overcame of things that alcoholism take a family through. It really is a tribute and a help to families that might be dealing with that issue. And it's something that I worked on for years and finally manifested. And right now I am in the process of editing my next book, and my computer is trying to give me some problems, but that's all right too, because that's be coming out soon. And God is just blessing, and I'm giving him all the glory and all the honor of where he's taken me to. And I can't take credit for anything because God is merciful and he's great and greatly to be praised. And I thank him for letting me do Lot's wife, because when it all comes down to, we have to believe, because as studying Lot's wife, Lot was a holy man, but he thought that he was, that his faith was strong enough, but his family didn't have that faith, and they loved Sodom. And even though God realized that, he did let Lot stay there. But in his mercy, he brought Lot out. So no matter what situation that you're in, God can bring you out. Even with my situation in my book with the alcoholism, God brought us out. We didn't stay in our situation is one of the points. And we have to trust and believe. And then we have to be obedient. You have to be obedient. It's no other way to be happy in Jesus if you're disobedient. Even a little disobedience is still disobedience. Pastor always say that it's still disobedience. So I'm just going to say, get right, church, and let's go home. Trust and obey. And if there's some issues or areas in your life that you have to straighten up, now is the time. This is a serious moment in time for us as Christians trying to learn about Christ with no dragging of our feet. It's time to get serious about your life and your prayer life and your Christian life and the road God has taken you on. Trust him with all your heart, your mind, your soul, your being, and be obedient. Mortify your flesh each and every day. Do the best that you can. And he's your help. All your help cometh from him. Trust and obey. Because there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. Peace and grace. That's all I have to say. God bless you. And keep you
very well said. Very well said. Amen. Amen. Beloved, trust and obey. When you trust and obey, amen, you won't turn to a pillar of salt. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. To God be praised. All right. There it is. Amen. We want to thank God for the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. We pray that everybody's been enjoying. Amen. Hallelujah. The word of God through these women. Amen. And God's word will never, ever return void in Jesus' name. In form of announcements, okay, we will be at the altar prayer today, 12 o'clock and 9 o'clock. Even if you're not available, you know what, somebody, and I'm going to order some more business cards. See, like I keep ordering all these cards for the church, but we have to change our TV channel because we're just developing. And so, you know, I ordered the cards, and before we give them all out, I got to order some more. But so what? But make sure everybody gets some cards as soon as I add the TV channel on there. But you know what? Somebody would be real happy to know that all they have to do is pick up their telephone and call in, get prayer, be around prayer warriors. You know, somebody be really happy. Somebody, amen, on their lunch break, somebody who's isolated, somebody who's working from home, they could have the prayer in the background while they're working. You know, so we can just spread the word that there is a ministry and they pray two times a day, 12 o'clock and 9 o'clock sharp, other than Wednesdays, because Wednesdays we do Bible study. And somebody would be very grateful to you, very grateful to you. Very grateful. Amen. So spread the word. Don't be selfish. Don't be selfish. Just because you're not available, somebody else will be happy, happy, happy. Why? Because they're meeting Jesus. Glory be to God. 12 o'clock, when the 12 o'clock news come on, okay, everybody's looking for all the bad stuff. Let me see who got killed today. Let me see who got shot today, huh? Wouldn't it be beautiful? We had a group of people at 12 o'clock to let me call in to pray. Let me call in to pray. Amen. Spread the word. Amen. And to God be praised. All right. Amen. That's it for today. Amen. We want to give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. Amen. We want to Tuesday was Elder Valerie Carty's birthday. Amen. Glory be to God. We wish her a belated birthday. Amen. And we'll get an opportunity to sing to her. Amen. And to God be praised. I pray I didn't forget anybody else. If I did, amen, then it ain't your fault. It ain't my fault. It's your fault. It's your fault for not helping me. It's your fault. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I did get an opportunity to send the job descriptions out to several one of you. And so y'all can get an idea where the ministry is going. You know what I mean? So y'all can like really see. I don't think somebody called me and they were surprised. They didn't think our vision was that vast. They just thought we needed somebody to shuffle a couple papers around. But when they saw, amen, the vision and the job descriptions needed for this ministry, they get in the picture that we're in a heavyweight zone over here. We're in a heavyweight zone, and God is carrying the weight. Amen. And so we just want to thank God for it. Amen, in Jesus' name. All right. Wonderful job. Wonderful job, Sister Joanne. One last thing. If anybody want a copy of Minister Joanne's book, okay, and some of y'all need to stop making promises and get off that $20, too. I mean, come on. Stop playing. Amen. Sister Joanne, tell them where they can get your book before we get the benediction. Sister Joanne, is she there? Okay. Anybody want a copy of the book, contact me. Wait a minute. Hold on 1 second. And I'll get the information to her. So I don't know if she wants to give her telephone number out. I know you can find it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the bookstores, wherever you get your books, wherever you can get your books. And the name of the book is Your Leading Lady is Death. Amen? That's the book, in Jesus' name. All right. Hallelujah. Looking forward to tomorrow. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, Father God, we say thank you for the service today. Father God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for Lot's wife. Jesus had to remind us. Jesus didn't talk about too many other women, but he talked about Lot's wife. And he said, remember Lot's wife. Stop tripping, boo. Stop tripping, boo. Glory be to God. Remember Lot's wife. Hallelujah. Father God, we say thank you for an excellent presentation on this morning. And to God be all the praise, to God be all the glory, and to God be all the honor. Father, meet us at the altar of prayer today, 12 o'clock, 9 o'clock. Bless the prayer warriors as they come. Cover them, Father God. Bless our visitors. Father God, help us, Father God. Help us to stop judging people and already determine what they're going to say before they say it. And just let us invite them, Father God. Invite them to know Jesus. Invite them to a prayer call. Even if they don't want to come to the prayer call, let us say, can I pray for you? Let us do something. Let us do something, Father God. A little bit more. A little bit more. A little bit more. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father. We bind absolute every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, we seal this prayer, this service, by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Bless Sister Joanne's books. Father God, hallelujah, multiple, multiple sales, every entrepreneur in this ministry, those who have a business, those who's thinking about a business, Father God, in the name of those who want one, Father God, those who had one, trying to get one back, those who need one, glory be to God, hallelujah, whatever the situation is, we pray your blessings, Father, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Now unto him who's able to keep you from falling, and to present you faults before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the Lord bless thee and keep thee and make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto you. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Hallelujah. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Everybody have a wonderful, glorious day. Amen. Lord's willing, we'll be back right back here tomorrow. Same time, place, and station. Hallelujah. Giving God the praise. Amen. Love you, Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out. Walk in the blessing. Because of blessing manifestation, it is already. Yeah. Amen.
You called my name and I kept on running. I would hide when I heard you coming. Didn't want to fit you in my time. Thought life without you I would be fine. So because I didn't listen, you broke me down to get my attention. Now I see there was no other way. So I stand right here with these words to say. Sometimes when I feel I'm not worthy to do the will that you have for me, but this flesh that I am in, so dirty and full of sin, and you told me not to let up, to look ahead.
If you need